Client Experience Partner at King Price Insurance, to be more specific. Vaynand, welcome to Breakfast with Rufido. How are you doing?
Fine and beautiful. Way.
Excellent. Okay, so I'm just a little bit nervous. So, you know, in the R2 and other traffic, I suppose, promulgations of law, one of the things that is being very specific is about the zero tolerance, meaning that South Africans will no longer be able to drive with any percentage of alcohol in their bloodstream, whereas previously, obviously, it was limited. What has that effect had on our insurance claimability?
So, yes, Rufiwe, the impact of this is going to be big. What we have seen is in the past, we had a blood alcohol limit of 0.05 grams per 100 milliliters. And, you know, so that left a gray area where people still went out, you know, had a few beers, had a few glasses of wine to drink and still drove themselves home. And many times caught for being over the limit, being in transgression, then having a that on your name. So now it's been brought down to zero, and that is what is supposed to happen from the end of this month, and that's going to have a big impact. The thing is, with short-term insurance policies, nearly all of them has got a clause that's saying that if you're in an accident and you are over the legal limit, then you do not enjoy cover for the damages.
Sure.
So there's no need for any amendment of any insurance contract. If you're going to have alcohol to drink and you get into a car, you're going to be in contravention of the law, and you're going to be over the legal limit if you test it, and that's going to leave you in trouble.
Indeed.
So this is radical. It's going to be interesting to see how it's going to play off.
I can imagine. Vaynand, broadly as an insurer, is this good news for you, or is this a little bit complex?
Well, Rufiwe, you know, we have to face the facts also. You know, in our country, I think that the two biggest culprits for fatal accidents is cell phone use while people are driving. The different test has shown that in more than 40% of the accidents on our roads, they could find activity on the phone when that impact occurred. So, and I think coupled with that is the misuse of alcohol. So if we face that, I think, you know, it can only have a good benefit if people are going to adhere to it, if it can be policed properly. And I think, you know, that we are luckily living in a time where the alternative, transport is much better than what it ever was. Looking at Uber options and so on, and the prices on that is only coming down. The competition in that area is becoming bigger. So I think we're going to see a culture change where people will not go just out to a restaurant and drink as much as you want to and get into a car and put his own life and other people's lives in danger. There have to be alternatives. We at King Price, we've introduced a few years ago the King's Cab, for our clients. So if you know that you're going to have alcohol, you book the King's Cab there. It's two professional people coming there,
cool,
picking you up. Someone here is driving you, you're sitting in the passenger seat, they're driving you home all the way into your garage, and when you're safe, that person just jump in to another car that followed you. So it's a lot safer, and your life is not in danger. So there's a lot of alternatives, but I think if we can all play together, this is definitely going to have a positive impact for us.
Vaynand, it will. And if that is what we believe and that is true and holds true, that there's a positive impact, fewer people and accidents on the road, that I suppose suggests less risk, does that mean our premiums might come down?
Over the long term, you know, that it's again a few factors that are very important to make this work. So there must, the whole infrastructure must work together. People mustn't be able to just be pulled off the road, smell of alcohol, and then, you know, bribe anyone to get out of that scenario.
Sure.
If it's properly policed and over a period of time, you know, the behavior is going to change. And if the accident frequency on our road is coming down, prices will come down on insurance and it will have a positive effect.
Me holding on to this recording for 2025. I'm just teasing. Thank you so much, Vaynand. Looking forward to that time. Vaynand van Vuuren is Client Experience Partner at King Price Insurance.